You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage, because who doesn't need more draft coverage directly from the source by downloading the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime.
I wear it like a blanket.
Everywhere. Draft coverage. Alyssa looked at me yesterday and she said, she's basically like, I can't wait for this draft to be over. Like, I've heard you run through all the scenarios that you like, and I've heard you run through everything. Like, I just don't want it. Just tell me who they draft, and let's go on from there.
Let me ask you a question. How does she feel about the giant Teddy Bridgewater poster that is up in your bedroom?
About Theodore? She's fine. She likes Theodore. She's been... She's been trained to like him. She also likes Aaron Murray for other reasons. I think she thinks Aaron Murray's a good-looking young man, so she likes Aaron Murray as well. And she's okay. It's interesting. She thinks Johnny Manziel does a lot of things that are pretty impressive, but she goes back to the – I don't know if you remember when – I don't remember what game it was. If it was – maybe it was – was it the championship game where he was doing commentary alongside Tim Tebow? There was one of the TV games where he was on a separate booth, and it was him and Tebow sitting around a table. And she just was unimpressed with what the physical size he brought to the table. We are here in Berea. Speaking of physical size, we're here in Berea, so you can get some nice surprises from time to time, someone to drop in on you. And we'll catch up with Ian Rappaport in just a second. But right now we're going to catch up with Billy Winn, defensive lineman of our Cleveland Browns here. Billy, first of all, good to talk to you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me back, guys. I appreciate it.
We love having you in here. Right. You've got the gift of gab, which makes you one of the best guests here on Cleveland Browns Daily, of course, driven by Liberty Ford. Billy, 2 days in now to this mini camp, the progression of the offseason. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling?
Well, things are looking good. You know, we're out there just working on, you know, base fundamentals and technique, just getting back to those building blocks.
And so the first thing would be, it's new. Mike Pettine, Jim O'Neill, the newness of this defense. How has that translated to you, who, of course, you know, has maybe got to unlearn some things from the previous coaching staff and their way of doing things? And what is standing out to you about what's different this time around?
Oh, this is a brand new team. You know, it's a brand new coaching staff, but, you know, these guys are real, real approachable, real, you know, you can just, they're hard to explain. You know, with Pettine, he has such this dry sarcasm, but, you know, he's definitely a player's coach, and we love the guy. But, you know, just all around, you know, they're all players' coaches and real approachable, and, you know, you can ask them anything, and they're going to give you a solid, you know, honest answer back.
What's the example of the dry sarcasm?
All right, he just he makes jokes, and then it's like, you know, you're not sure if you should laugh or not, but it's like, we're laughing. No, he's a great guy.
We had him in here, and I said to him that, you know, the feedback I'd gotten from the players is that, you know, he communicates very well, he's very organized, and that he's all about business, and he holds the players accountable. He's like, I'm not all about business, I'm a funny guy. That was the one thing that he took. He took a little bit of offense to that, so I think that dry sarcasm plays into that. Talk a little bit about Anthony Weaver. Played in the league, still looks like he could play right now if you guys needed him to suit up. Brought that Buffalo Bills defensive line last year to heights that it had never been to. What is kind of the secret to his success, and talk about working with him thus far?
He just knows how, you know, he knows how the players are. You know, he's played the game. He knows, you know, he knows those dogging days, and you know, he knows what guys like. He brings a lot to the table for us, you know, knowing that he recently played the game, so he has a lot to bring to the table, and you know, he simplifies things for us and lets us get out there and just roll.
Does it feel different for you? Because you look at the scheme that Mike Pettine put together. Let's just use last year's example in Buffalo, where the front seven improved dramatically. It seemed to, especially the D linemen, their involvement and how it picked things up. Now, I'm not going to suggest for a second you guys weren't an aggressive group last year, that Ray Horton didn't have you guys attacking, but do you sense any, and I know in these non-contact workouts it's limited, but are you sensing even more of that? And if you can maybe strategically talk about how your role might be different now.
You know, we can't give away any of those secrets.
Well, but,
you know, we're, you know, as players, you know, we're taking that responsibility, you know, of just making sure that we're on those details and knowing that, you know, knowing our responsibility, flying to the ball, like, you know, like any other defense in the league.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're just trying to take it a step further than where we were last year. You know, really just trying to finish and work on, you know, finishing games and, you know, staying on top of our details.
One of the things as a defensive lineman in practice situations, you're probably uniquely positioned to comment on the offensive line. New piece, Paul McQuiston in there. What's just your tenor or initial feel about the offensive line, how it's looking thus far?
Oh, they're looking good. They're looking really athletic out there. really athletic. Guys are flying around.
So that zone and that scheme is movement. How does that, for a defense that really didn't work against that previously, how does that also help you guys in practice?
Gets us in shape. We're running 15 yards to the left and then 60 yards down the field. You know? No, it's definitely helping us out, you know, because we're going to play, you know, a couple teams where they do have that scheme, you know, a couple of those runs in there. So it's helping us out in the long run just because we're able to get out there and fly around and get used to it. But, you know, we love being able to go out there and, you know, just get a different look, something that we're not used to, and go out there and try to attack it, you know, the best that we can and learn from our mistakes.
I know that you've seen some change in your time, and it's change again, and every year it's a new thing, and it's always easy to be excited at the beginning with something new. But I've gotten the sense from talking to a lot of the players that there is something different, tangibly different about what's going on this year. Do you feel that? And if so, can you articulate what that might be?
I think it's just the coaches. You know, the coaches are just like the players. You know, it's almost like you got another teammate in the room. You know, that's I think that's the biggest thing. You know, they're real, like I said, they're real approachable, down to earth. You know, they're your buddy.
That's great.
But you know, that said too, Mike Patton was on our show a couple days ago, and he said this at his first press conference too, when he was hired in February, that you're going to be really graded hard. Coached hard is, I think, his term, but he meant that everything you do, these off-season workouts, training camp, you're going to be graded hard, and the high standard is going to be expected. You heard that message as a player, but what does that mean to you, and can you see any tangible evidence when you're out there, whether it's, you know, your position coach or other coaches, where you feel, yeah, there's more scrutiny on me now?
Oh yeah, there's a lot. There's a high demand for, you know, for excellence around here. You know, we're really just trying to work on, you know, like I said earlier, just finishing and, you know, doing something different than what we're used to around here. You know, it's definitely a different vibe with this team and this coaching staff. You know, it gets tough at times, you know, but, you know, we're able to persevere and push through, and you know, we're becoming a better team for it.
You finally gotten on the field with two guys who I think are going to play an integral part on this defense, and certainly in a leadership role, and Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner, veterans who've been in the league, played at a very high level. What, if any, has their influence been early in this process?
Oh, you know, with Dansby, you just have a vocal leader out there. Same thing with Whitner. You know, he's out there, he's flying around, you know, getting the secondary right, you know, with Joe and some of those other guys that are out there. You know, it's just great to have leaders like them out there. You know, huge additions to this team. You know, we're glad to have those guys here.
Billy Winn, Browns defensive lineman, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Billy, when you talk about a vocal leader like Carlos, and we can hear some of the stuff from the sidelines, but
he's tall.
He's also a big guy. But what does vocal leader mean to you? Is it specific football instruction stuff or tips that way, or what is he kind of saying and urging, especially a guy who wasn't a Cleveland Brown until, you know, just recently?
I mean, it works both ways. You know, he's out there getting guys going, getting guys all on the same page, but at the same time, he's helping guys out, making sure that they're fundamentally correct and technique correct, you know, just making sure that all those fine details are being taken care of.
The schedule was announced last week, and some people look at it as a tough start to the season. I look at it as an opportunity to make a statement that these are not the same old Browns, a phrase that I'm sure everybody who is in this building is sick of hearing. Going on the road to Pittsburgh to start this season, what does that mean to you, and what does that say to you?
Oh, that's a huge game. You know, it's a rivalry for us, and, you know, we're really excited to play that game, first game.
And
I'm excited to see it. I just want to come out and punch those guys in the face, see you guys do that. I love it.
How much
That's a fine.
That's right. How much, though, do you even analyze that? We, obviously, media outside, you're saying, well, gosh, the beginning looks tough. They're on the road. They started off, and they got these tough opponents based on 2013 results. And the
Ravens
end looks
didn't
tough
the
because
playoffs,
there's,
so we, the Browns
there's,
beat
road, there's road games and this and that. As players, do you take any of that to heart at all?
You know, they're 2 hours away. You know, we're going to treat it as a, you know, just another home opener for us. That's how we're going to treat this game. You know, both teams are going to be prepared. You know, Pittsburgh's going to be ready. We're going to be ready. You know, it's going to come down to the scheme and you know, who's going to fight.
If there's one thing that you could let the fans know right now about how you feel about the 2014 Cleveland Browns, what would it be?
We're ready.
I like it.
We're ready.
I like it early in the year.
That's interesting too. And knowing you're going to get some new teammates in another week or so, right? A whole bunch of new guys are going to be joining the fray, You got to get them with the program.
More the merrier.
Billy,
the more depth.
Billy, thank you very much. We really appreciate that. That was good stuff. We always love having you on the show.
We got to. When you're done, you
make this like a weekly.
That's what I was just
thing.
Gonna yes. say. Yeah.
Yes.
Every day I'll come stop by.
All right, you just do that.
Intervene.
Let's get silly with Billy.
We'll talk to public relations and we'll say, you know, look, Billy wants to drop by. And we'll just make sure. The winning way.
Can I get a gold microphone?
Yes. You can bring it out. We'll let you bring it. You can bring in your own custom.
Linemen aren't supposed to be divas.
That's right.
You sound like a receiver now.
At least you can take care of your own headphones. You can get some gold. You can get
have you talked these guys into already, these coaches, have you gotten, like, you involved as a pass catcher, as a tight end in goal line or a fullback or something?
No, not yet.
You're
no.
going
I'm
to, so, though, aren't
I'm,
you?
I'm slowly starting to creep over to where the offense is. Yeah. Hey, I'm here.
Getting to Kyle's ear.
What are you doing over
getting
there?
Ear.
Yeah, secret weapon.
He is Billy Winn, and again, thank you for joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you, and we are going to present in a little bit our mock drafts. We will be offering up those along
again.
With Kevin Jones. Again,
yes.
Our third, this is version,
yes.
Well, you and I, version three. I think Kevin, this is his second version. Jerry Sandusky, the play-by-play voice of the Baltimore Ravens, the author of a new book, will join us at 2:30. About his dad, who used to play for the Browns.
Maybe
so we'll
Ian Rappaport. We just
get
don't
that
know.
Book. I want to read it.
Yeah, that's good. I got some good.
He's
I'll,
a natural.
I'll give you the football,
right
the football reading list. I got some good
we're
stuff.
We're going to have to tell. We're going to Coach Pat. Sorry, Coach. We need Billy for the radio today. He'll be. He'll miss the second half of practice. No
big deal. Two books a year. That's
one of them.
Of course. CBD on ESPN 850. It's encouraging that you read.
Playbook and a regular book.